do you think of this, Wilma? Mighty funny.
How funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Oh, my God.
I happen to have Mr. McLuhan right here.
You complete me.
Milk was a bad choice.
Friday, movie time. Let's talk about movie releases here on The Takeaway. And Hollywood has offered two choices that I think raise a kind of a huge issue that we've been talking about on the program. Two big movies, Steven Spielberg's historic epic Lincoln and Skyfall, which is the latest James Bond flick coinciding with the 50th anniversary of 007's first film. Who do we need at times like these? Do we need a James Bond or do we need an Abraham Lincoln? That's sort of the implied question of Hollywood. Of course, it's completely random for them. Our movie date team is not random at all. Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer here as usual. Rafer's film critic for Newsday, Kristen culture producer for The Takeaway. You can subscribe to Movie Date at facebook.com/moviedatepodcast. So, Lincoln and Bond. Rafer, tell us about the movies, first of all. One, of course, is all about legend. The other is the gutsy reality, I guess, of Lincoln, right?
That's right. Yeah, well, the Lincoln film is kind of a new take on Lincoln. It's Lincoln as the political wheeler dealer. It's based on that Doris Kearns Goodwin book, Team of Rivals, about Lincoln doing all this backroom trading, you know, offering up petty favors to people in order to push through the 13th Amendment to abolish slavery. That's kind of the film's freshest idea, I think, this idea that Honest Abe is kind of a really good liar and a good political manipulator. That's kind of interesting, and that's basically the core of Spielberg's Lincoln.
Does Lincoln come through powerfully?
I think Daniel Day-Lewis is really extraordinary in the role. For a role that could have come off as a character or a kind of a Halloween costume, you know, the beard, the hat, he really pulls it off. He really settles into that role. He's definitely the most wonderful thing about the movie. It's an incredible performance.
Kristen, what do you think?
I mostly agree with you, Rafer. I think that Abe Lincoln comes across as funny. He's a great storyteller. He loves his children. He loves justice. But every once in a while, he kind of comes off as that wacky uncle who can't answer a question with a straight answer. How do you feel about states' rights, Abe? Well, I once knew a man who had a pet owl, and the pet owl. He does a lot of that in the movie where questions get asked. He gives a really long speech with a story that's kind of out of nowhere.
But although that was his reputation.
Supposedly that was his way. But yeah. I think in this movie, the movie should have trimmed a little bit of that. It should have been tighter. There should have been less long speeches. And there should have been a little bit less Spielbergness. A little bit.
Spielbergness. He's just
a little heavy handed sometimes with us. But overall, you know, I love Abe Lincoln. He can't do any wrong in my mind.
All right. How about Skyfall and Bond?
So Skyfall, this is Daniel Craig's third go-round in the Bond suit. And as you were saying, it's the 50th anniversary, you know, Sean Connery and Dr. No in 62. There's a lot of history being brought up in this movie, a lot of attention being paid to the past, kind of as if it wants to relive those old glories and capture that old style. But I think what they lose is that hard-hitting Bond that Craig was supposed to be back in 2006 with Casino Royale. He was a meaner, tougher, steelier Bond. Now he's just kind of a catwalk. He's a runway model in this one. He wears the suit very well. He looks good. He straightens his cuffs out after he punches somebody.
A lot of product placements.
Heineken, you know, about the Heineken placement.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
I've seen the billboards
yes.
all over the place. Kristen, what do you think of Daniel as James?
You know what? I was more impressed with Javier Bardem as the villain in this. He's just wacky. He's like old school Bond villain. Really fun.
Yeah,
really demented.
Show.
And every time he's on screen, I just loved him. It's fast-paced. It's fun. And you're right, Rafer. This is not the Bond we know from the past. It's not all ladies and all gadgets, and it's not all confidence, and it's not all swagger. But I still enjoyed it. I thought
all right.
it was great.
Here's the big question. In times like these, who do we need more, James Bond or Abraham Lincoln? Rafer, you first.
Well, I think we need Lincoln more, but I have kind of a violent streak. That's why I like James Bond.
How about you, Kristen?
Lincoln. All the time Lincoln. I always want some Lincoln. Yeah.
I don't know. After these disasters and all this mess that has happened here in New York,
he gets
Lincoln. I want Bond. I want Bond. I want the hovercraft. I want out of here. You know, I want magic. I want special effects.
I hear you.
All right. Boys talking. Two boys.
Right.
One girl.
We need some Lincoln.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Enjoy your Bond Lincoln.
Thanks,
John.